This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
And you know what we do? We believe Him. We believe Him. I have only had the faith to see one man raised from the dead in my whole life, and I feel so ashamed of myself. Only one. And I've never been able to walk on water yet, unless it was frozen. And not shameful. Jesus said in John 14:12. What did Jesus say in John 14:12? Anybody know what that verse says? What does he say? Somebody else look it up. I want everybody to see this. I don't just go by what Eldon said. I want you to see it in your Bible. I want you to see what Jesus said you can do. John 14:12. Oh, wait a minute. What do you say there? John, greater. Now, there's something wrong then with me and you, ain't there? Yeah, you're going to be in agreement with me on that one, aren't you? You would agree with me. Guarantee. So then there's something wrong with us, isn't there, Elder?
That's right. We're a little bit slow.
We're a little bit slow. I mean, this is a command from Jesus. Not only can we do the same things He's been doing, but greater things than these that He's done shall we do in His name. Oh, what does that say?
If yes, anything in my name, I will do it. And then 13, he says, but for now you've asked me nothing. Ask in my name that my Father may be glorified. Amen. And then he says, and I love John 14:13-14. You got me going on that one. It's so easy to remember. If you shall ask
anything in my name.
What,
so if we shall ask anything in His name, then why in the world, when people call us, why don't we go and pray for people? Why don't we go expecting God to do something great? Oh, that devil. You know, he'll say, oh, you old worthless woman, you, the battleground's of mine, right? You old worthless critter, you don't think God would do nothing good for an old worthless critter like you? You ever heard that voice too? All the time. I hear it regularly. Or he'll say it to a preacher. He'll say, you worthless critter, you don't think that God still does those kind of things anymore? And guess what we do? I believed him for a long, long time. I believed him for a long time. Just like here a while back, I walked through I was in a Baptist church. I walked by the door and one of the men said, Thurman Scrivener, come in here. I said, okay. I walked in. He said, why is it when you lay hands on the sick, they get healed? I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, have you ever laid hands on anybody and rebuked the devil and expected them to get healed? He said, well, absolutely not. I said, there's your problem. I said, when I lay hands on them, I expect it to happen. I expect my King to do what He said would happen. Because He said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, these signs shall follow those that believe. Are you a believer? Are you a believing believer? Now see, there's a difference between a believing believer and an unbelieving believer. Ty made a statement to me the other day that has just really worked on me ever since he said it. And I think he said it when we was up in Branson. He said, many people confess Jesus with their mouth, but the believing in their heart is where it comes, where's the problem's at. Well, now, you're the one who told me that, right, Ty?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah. You say we can confess it with our mouth, but we can't believe it with our heart. And because we don't believe it with our heart, it don't work. Oh, okay, okay. I don't know where he came up with this, whatever, but he made that statement to me, and I'm telling you that stuck with me. Wow, that stuck with me.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit had been putting that on my heart last week, and Saturday we had this gentleman that came, and I could tell that he had some real demons in him. And so at the break, we had a healing ministry Saturday afternoon. So at the break, I asked him to go get a asking me if he'd like to go with me down the street to get some tea. And when we got down there, we sat down and I started drinking some tea. And I started talking to this man, and I asked him if he'd like for the Lord to take over his life. And he said yes. And so I led him in the sinner's prayer, and I was really getting excited, but I could see there was something that wasn't there. The eyes, he was still dead. I could see it in the spirit. So I said, well, do you believe what you just said? And he said, oh, yeah, I believe it. And then I remembered what the Lord had shown me again that morning. He's been showing that to me for a week now. I said, I'm going to lay hands on you, and I'm going to ask the Lord to put a new heart in you and give you a new tongue and let Jesus speak through you. And when I laid hands on him and started to ask the Lord to give him a new heart, he grabbed my hand and threw it back and said, I don't want a new heart. And I don't want Jesus speaking through me. I'm a demon killer, and I'm an angel of God, and I was sent here to kill demons. So, even though he confessed with his mouth, he didn't believe in his heart. And when I asked him, he didn't want a new heart. It's an awesome, awesome thing. So that's what happened.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people. In fact, when we look in the church, there's been a lot of people walk down an aisle and say, I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. They confess him with their mouth. But there's never a change. Never a change. They didn't become a new creature. They confessed it, but the Lord says in His Word, you got to confess it with your mouth and you got to believe it with your heart. So when you turn your heart over to Him and He goes inside, just like I asked the Lord years ago, I said, Lord, I want you to take the inside of my heart. I want you to scrub it with a wire brush, and I don't want nothing bad left in it. I want only you in my heart. I want to turn my whole self and my whole being over to you. I'm going to tell you, you have enough problems even when you give yourself to him. You've still got to battle with the flesh, you know. But if you're like this young man Ty was talking about, when he saw there was no change, he said, I want to ask the Lord to put a brand new heart in you and for him to take control of your tongue and speak to you. And he started praying. Man, he grabbed his hand and said, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. And then when Ty told me that, I talked to him after the healing school and I said, what you need to do is believe in Jesus. He said, I believe in Jesus. I said, you need to become a Christian. He said, I am a Christian. I said, no, you're not. I said, you do not believe in Jesus. He said, just like he told Ty, he said, I'm a devil cruncher. And then I said something to him that lit his fire, and in the next few minutes he said at least a dozen of the most foul, awful, wicked words, even used the word GD right here in my presence. Even damned God's name right out of his mouth. And I told him, I said, son, you have not got Jesus in your heart. You might confess him with your mouth, but you don't know the King. You don't know him. Oh, wait a minute, Tom, so they can all hear you. Yeah.
That was another thing. As I was talking to him, I asked him, I asked him to ask the Lord to forgive him for any time he'd used the Lord's name in vain. And he told me, no, I don't want to do that. I said, why? And he said, because when I curse the Lord, these demons think I'm really on their side.
Yeah.
And later, as I talked to his mother and his mother's sister, or her sister, they said that he had stolen and sold everything they had in the house. And that he had all this voodoo and black magic and stuff he'd written on the walls and graves and tombstones that he had stolen and put out in the yard. So there was not much we could do for this man. Except turn him over to the Lord. You know, it says in Scripture that we turn him over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh, that their souls might be saved. And people don't understand that, but what that really means is you turn him over to God, and God will turn him over to Satan, and Satan will attack them. And if there's someone praying and interceding for him, in this case the mother and her sister, then he'll have a chance. He'll have a chance to come out of that. And so, you know, they're praying for him. And we all prayed and asked the Lord to take over. That's the only chance this man has.
Only chance.
And so the three of us and Thurman, all four of us, we just all agreed in prayer that the Lord would take over and send the Holy Spirit to do whatever's necessary. It hurt. And, you know, I began crying because this mama was crying. And I began crying because I said, Lord, I told the mama, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't get these demons out of your son. So you know, the prayer and fasting is so true. And I guess I'm going to have to do more because I've come across this particular demon four times now, and I've never gotten him out. He's a powerful, powerful demon.
It is a sad thing, you know, but that's just like Ty said, more praying and fasting, because Jesus, when he was over in Gadara, those demons that were in those two men, they were such powerful demons, nobody could get them out. I mean, those two men were so possessed, they ran through the graveyards, they cut themselves, they screamed, they used vulgar things, they did everything. And when Jesus walked upon the scene, as holy as he was, the men approached him and he commanded him. He said, I command you to come out of him. And they didn't come out. They did not come out. If you read that, you'll see. They did not come out. Even when Jesus commanded them to come out, they did not come out. And he continued to command them to come out. And finally, one of them said, okay, if we have to come out, don't send us out of the country. Let us go into those hogs. And Jesus says, go. First of all, during all this, he said, what is your name? That our name is Legion, for we are many. And boy, I'm telling you, they were many, okay. And well, he continued to rebuke them and command them to come out. And they were persistent. And they finally said, okay, if we have to come out, let us go into the hogs. He says, go. And it says those demons came out. And in the book of Mark, it says that the hog number was 2,000. And at least a demon went into each of 2,000 hogs, which could have been 3 or 4 or 5 in each one, because the legion back in that day was 6,000. How would you like to have 6,000 of these beasts in you?
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.